Now, before we begin, I want you to find a comfortable spot. For this session, it would be appropriate if you were lying down, although sitting is fine. Find a place where you can relax completely, in the knowledge that you will not be disturbed for the duration of this session. Before we begin, I want you to take your clothes off, all of your clothes, so as you are completely naked. You can begin by concentrating on a spot in your body, maybe your feet. Allow all the muscles to relax easily and completely. Notice every muscle relaxing, one by one. Concentrate on that muscle, just allowing it to relax. That's good. And you can let this feeling begin to spread throughout your whole body. Let that part of your mind which knows how to relax, really relax. The part deep down in your unconscious mind. Allow that part of you to go wherever it wishes. And while you lay there, relaxing, listening to my voice, notice that sensation and allow the feeling to spread throughout your whole body. Muscle by muscle. Notice the tiny muscles in your feet, your toes, just relaxing. Each and every muscle. They might start to become numb, warm, cool, heavy. The important thing which I need you to know is that you really don't need to do anything. You can listen to my voice. You can continue to relax. You can allow your mind to drift wherever it likes. See pictures, movies, stars. You can see a number. You might be sitting in a classroom. What is that number? What would happen if you turned the number upside down? And you can remember when you were young. Very young, you learn to count 1, 2, 3. How did the numbers look? If the 3 fell over, then maybe it could become an M. And then, later on, you learn to count down. 10, 9, 8. The numbers on the blackboard looked so startling at first. Then you learned mathematics, algebra. 1 could be X and 3 could be Y. But why would 3 be Y? What for? Numbers can be added together and subtracted from one another. They can be divided. You learnt that 7, 6, 5 all had meanings, which you were not yet fully aware of. Then 4 could evoke a response when it was subtracted from 3. And 2, learning these numbers seemed like so much effort. But deep down, everything you learned was stored away in that other part of your mind. And then 1. How could you tell the difference between a 1 and the letter I? If 1 was upside down, would it still be a 1? Is 0 a number? But these things were learnt. Deep down in your mind, you know that 2 plus 2 equals 4. You don't have to pay attention to anything in particular, but allow that one sensation, so relaxing, allow it to grow. Allow your conscious mind to drift to wherever it likes, because to listen to my voice, to hear many different meanings of one word. At school, we were taught to say the phrase, which is which. And like the click of a switch, we learnt that words could be magical, have many different meanings, evoke many different responses. As you lie there, listening to my voice, continuing to relax, really relax. Then maybe you learnt Shakespeare, the story of Macbeth and the witches. They would talk to Macbeth, tell him things, and Macbeth knew, and Macbeth understood. Maybe you learnt A Midsummer Night's Dream. You may have learnt that people can dream, really dream. You may have learnt that people can dream with their eyes open or closed, or their eyes may flutter slightly, not quite open, not quite closed. What a strange sensation. People can enter a new, more pleasant dream without quite realizing how they left the last dream. And maybe while you are relaxing there, thinking of places far, far away, beautiful beaches, bathing in the soft, sensual light of a sunset, so quiet and peaceful, you entered a dream without quite knowing how or why or where the dream was leading you. Now allow that sensation to grow. You don't have to listen to my voice. You don't have to pay attention to my every word, every sentence. You don't have to do anything in particular. Just allow your body to relax to my voice. No faster than you are willing to slip all the way down into this gentle spell, which is now beginning to gently encapsulate your mind. Drifting into this warm, comfy place where you are completely open and receptive to my every word. Sometimes people can learn things and not know quite what it was they learnt. They can forget things and remember they have forgotten, but not know what it was they needed to remember. They can listen, maybe slightly confused by what they are hearing on a conscious level, but deep down the mind is learning, effortlessly taking in every word, like algebra,
Y
can be two, X can be one, and allow it to be a good one. Now as you continue to float down, I want you to repeat a few phrases. You can repeat them out loud or in your head, whatever feels right to you. Whenever I say the word addicted, you will repeat the phrase. I am completely addicted to the sound of your voice. Whenever I, say the word addicted, you will repeat the phrase exactly as you hear it. I am completely addicted to the sound of your voice. Are you completely addicted to the sound of my voice? Because you can understand, addictions can come in many forms. An addiction can be something that brings great pleasure. Great satisfaction, and that pleasure can grow in its own time. when your body and mind are completely willing to accept, you are addicted to the addicted to that. And it's important for your mind, deep down, to understand that addictions can be broken. If one is to feel unconsciously with an addiction, your unconscious mind is able to become unaddicted. Using the right methods, this can often be done with no conscious effort whatsoever. However, some addictions you might not For instance, if you were to become addicted to the sound of my voice, this addiction will continue to grow. You might find yourself thinking about me whilst going about day-to-day activities. You might find yourself repeating remembering just how addicted you are to the sound of my voice, gently seducing every cell, one by one, two by two. Simply allow the addiction to grow. Remember only, let it grow at a rate your unconscious mind is willing to accept my suggestions without necessarily knowing exactly what effect they will have in later time. Because now it is only important for me to know and to really know that you are completely addicted to the sound of my voice. Sometimes people's consciousness can stand in the way of what is meant to be. Sometimes an addiction can grow without even realizing it on that conscious level. After all, the subconscious never doubts. It is important for you to know that this addiction is growing. Deep down, you can feel the sensation, the growing, deep down, on an unconscious level. Your mind knows what to do and can be completely undisturbed by any unconscious thought. And as you repeat the words, you can realize deep down, just how addicted you are becoming, which is slowly encapsulating your mind, weaving a web, which can be accepted on many different levels, but maybe not fully understood, which is fine. Now just continue to relax and listen to my voice. Completely addicted to the sound of my voice. That's good. And later on, when you wake up, you will find yourself, a feeling, a sensation, can grow, and will continue to grow.
And this is just fine. All that is important to remember is that you need not deconcern the changes that take place now and over the coming day. Deep down, the changes have already begun. Self by self, 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 self by self
can have a conversation with someone, and not every word, every sentence, every topic, will be remembered on a conscious level. But deep down, your unconscious mind has stored away everything, ready and excited to make the changes that you have learned. Now I am going to count up from 1 to 5. And as I do so, you will become more aware of your surroundings. When I reach the number 5, you will be fully awake, fully aware and excited to notice the changes emanating in your life. Now I will begin to count up from 1, 2, 3, becoming more aware of your surroundings. 4, feeling full of positive energy bursting out from every cell of your body. 5, fully awake, fully aware. I'm Kira. Thanks for listening.